produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, thanking you for just a sound mind, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for everyone that has tuned in on today, Lord God. Lord, keeping your hands around those that may be still dealing with illnesses, those that may be dealing with mental issues, those that may be dealing with depression, those that may be dealing with grief in any sense or any form or fashion, Lord God. And Lord, cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. And Lord, allow them to move me from the side, Lord God, and to hear you in the midst of everything that I have prepared for today, Lord God. And Lord, continue to just keep touching your children the way that you know how. In Jesus' name, amen. Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Great day to all. Hopefully all is having a great, amazing day. And listen, if you're not, then I still pray your strength and that the God that we serve will definitely help you to get through whatever situation that you're going through. And so I want to continue on with talking about the principles for better mental health. Principles for a better mental health, right? And so mental health has to do with our physiological, emotional, our social, as well as our spiritual well-being. It impacts our influence of how we think, how we behave. It can have important implications on how we relate to others or our ability to deal with stress and our anxieties, as well as how our reasoning and decision-making, right, of the things that that we make decisions with. In short, good mental health is a vital to our well-being. It is vital to face the things that you may be going through. Talk to someone, right? It's not a bad thing to talk to someone, a therapist, and someone that, you know, specializes in that field. It's super important to do that. Now, what I do love is that, you know, prayer, it changes a lot of things. But I want to talk to you from a biblical standpoint of better mental health, better mental health. I believe that God has provided us with the blueprint for our mental health in the Bible. And it's so many wonderful scriptures that are in there. And I pulled out quite a few for you on today and to address the things, right? He gives us the guides to help us to keep our mental health moving in a positive direction. And so I truly, truly believe that in the midst of reading your Bible, that he definitely will lead you to the right scriptures, right? I don't know how he does it, but hey, sometimes we can't question God, right, of how he does it. And so, you know, you got to work on experiencing less anxieties. Anxieties can be one thing that can definitely make you feel different inside, if you would say so, right? And so the Bible tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God,
and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. And that's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, right? And so I don't think that God intended that we would never experience anxieties, right? He created the emotions. And so with that being said, what I believe is he desires for us that as we are not being consumed by it. And so it's really sometimes, you know, you can say that, you know, with things that go on in our lifestyles and things like that, it can be really hard when you're in a situation, right? And so we have to learn how to channel those things and guard our hearts and our minds, as well as our minds. You know, and by consuming it and not being consumed by it, you know, he wants us to depend on him for our peace, right? That peace that passes all understanding. I just love it. And so a certain amount of anxiety can actually be a good thing. It can fuel us and give us the energy we need to accomplish certain tasks and goals. Anxiety can become negative when we are overwhelmed by it and causes distress, affecting our physiological as well as our physical well-being. And so when you become in these states of anxiety, you know, take some time to get your pen and papers out and write, you know, what was I feeling in that moment? What really caused this moment to happen of what's happening in my life? And so it's super important to be mindful of those things. Sometimes it can be very, very overwhelming and very stressful, right? Sometimes we need to take a step back and sometimes even allowing others to know that, hey, I need a moment. And it's absolutely fine to do that. The second thing that I wanted to leave you with is take one day at a time and don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. I'm sure growing up, you may have heard your elders say that a lot. And it says each day has enough of its troubles of its own. And that's Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow worries about itself. Each day has enough of its trouble of its own. And so oftentimes, many of us, we want to peek into our tomorrow, right? And we don't even focus on just the just of today. And sometimes even with the just of today can be so overwhelming, right? And so, you know, focusing on today is just a bit much for some, right? And many of us, we're worrying about what's around the corner when we already know who sits high and who looks very low to see us down here on planet Earth, right? Try living more in the present moment is what I'm saying to you on today. Take the opportunity to realize the only thing we know for certain is the moment we're in right now. No one knows how many days we have on Earth. Only God does. Right. And so oftentimes we're trying to take the pen or that magic wand and that magic paintbrush, and we're trying to paint what it is that we want it to be. Yes, we all have a choice and what it is that we want each and every day. But tomorrow holds itself, right? Tomorrow holds itself. No one knows what tomorrow will be. So try changing your mindset by asking yourself this question in the mornings, right? The mornings, the top of the mornings when you wake up, right? It's all about setting that mood for your day. If today was my last day on Earth, how would that change my day? How would that honestly change your day, right? Many people go to their doctors and don't get so quite of a bit a bill of health in the midst of going, right? You hear so many that say that and say, you know, I only have 5 days, I only have 6 days and all of that jazz. When God is the only one that can number the hairs on our head, as well as number our days here on Earth, no matter what side of the hemisphere you may be living on. And the fact of the matter is, if he had whispered to you and told you that today was your last day, would you change anything about your day? Then try incorporating those thoughts and ideas into your day. Stay focused on what needs to be done today. And having that to-do list, I find it so very imperative to have it. No, you may not cross everything off on your to-do list, but at least it gives you some type of blueprint, right? Even when you go from one side of the city to the other side, if you're unfamiliar and then it's some construction going on in the midst, We have roadblocks, and so oftentimes we have to plot twist to get to where it is that we want to go. And oftentimes, even in the midst, sometimes our anxieties can rage and all of that of, I'm going to be late to where it is that I have to go. But in all actuality, if you really, really think about it, did you ever think that God is trying to prevent from something that's the unseen that's happening in our today that could affect our tomorrow that's going to put some bumps in the road to slow us down so that danger ahead does not consume us? Have you ever thought about that? Right? And so in the midst, it brings me to my point number three, that we have to be slow to become angry. And so I'm going to read you Proverbs chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. It says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A quick-tempered man does foolish things, and a crafty man is hated. And so oftentimes, you know, you may hear that, you know, oh my gosh, He does these things and he does them so well. And then you have those that are really hot-headed and tempered. They're really quick. Any little thing of pushing something off their shoulder, so to say, and they're just hot-headed. They're just always blowing up, always fueling, and always seem like a ball of rage. And so he says, tell us to be slow to become angry. I believe that God gives us the ability to get angry, right? Because we talked about those emotions earlier on. We certainly saw Jesus exercise anger in the marketplace when he overturned the tables. And so, you know, it's okay. We're human, right? We have that human. And he was human for quite some time when he came down here on earth, right? To show himself. And yet we want to be cautious of how we exercise our anger. There is a place for it. And so we have to channel those things, right? Oftentimes as adults, I tell my 15-year-old all the time, you know, you got to be slow to anger, right? You just can't just lash out all the time. It's just not cool. It's just not, you know, something that, you know, you definitely want to do, and being hot-headed and mean-spirited or even cruel. Sometimes you got to take a step back, evaluate the situation, and most of the time, it's not something that, you know, you really should have got all worked up about it. And when we could have really expressed ourselves. And sometimes we even have those adult tantrums, right? And so when you feel angry, try taking that time out. It's super important to do so. Get some clarity and let your anger cool down. Then decide how you will deal with it and keep your mind and that loving, and that love is patient and love is kind. It's not easily angered, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 5, right? And so love is one thing that is slow, that is patient, love is kind, and it's not easily angered. And it tells us that in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 5. And so what brings me to my point number four, hopefully you're taking notes. And if you haven't, definitely take some time to listen to the replay. So trust God even more. We got to trust God. You know, oftentimes we trust God with things of, you know, with our health and when we I feel like our back is up against the wall. You know, we may have a little bit of faith, right? Even though it takes just the size of a mustard seed, some of us just have a pinch of that mustard seed, which a mustard seed is already small, right? And so when things are going hunky-dory in our lives, you know, we just trusting and we're believing in him because we don't have anything that's raising our anxieties, anything that's raising our stress, anything that's creating turmoil in our lives that's going to heighten it. We can trust him. And so we should be able to trust him each and every day of our lives. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. One of my favorite scriptures. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, right? If we place our faith in God, we can assure that he will lead the way. And so I'm so grateful about it that, you know, if he can part the Red Sea, if he can move mountains, you know, the things that we go through in our lifestyle at the time, it may not seem like something small that we can get through, but sometimes it can often seem so huge, right? It can seem so small to others and so huge to us of those that may be looking in. So he will guide us and show us where he wants us, as well as I'm so grateful that He always have a ram in the bush, that he'll have someone that'll cross your path, or that he'll send in your path, so to say, and that will help you along the way, right? Because no man is an island, and we're all put here as a vessel. So touch yourself. You are that vessel. So put your hands on yourself. You still have a heart beating inside of there. You still have warm blood running through your veins, which lets me know that you, you know, you have that breath going on in your body. And so you still have a yet another day to get it right, right? We need to be active and plan, but we can seek comfort in knowing that we are not alone. And so I'm so grateful about that, that not only did he decide to breathe in your nostrils, but he decided to breathe in mine once more, that I can share with you. And it is God who will make our way known to us. And so, you know, sometimes many of us, we may say that it's deja vu. Some of us may say that, you know, hey, I've been in this place before, right? But the great thing about it is sometimes that we can live through some things and also to help someone else through some things. So try asking God each day to show you what he wants you to do, right? It's super important. Then the fifth thing that I want to share with you is, let compassion play a key role in your life. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him to go and do likewise. That's Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, and then verses 36 through 37. So take some time to definitely to read the whole passage and, you know, take your key points out of there. I just love how the characters and the parables in the Bible, it just really fall in line with the things that we have going on today. And it was thousands of years ago, but it's so imperative on today that it still fits our lives. Just the way that it did then before, right? And so, you know, we are compassionate and mercy on people as we would like them to demonstrate towards us. But I think the world would much better be a better place. Try doing one kind and compassionate act each day, right? And that's my goal every day, is to go out and be compassionate and show kindness and things like that. It doesn't cost a thing, right? To share that with a fellow person as well. Try doing that for a month and see if your life changes. It is super important. And so if you practice these great principles, I assure you that you'll see great difference in your life. And so hopefully this has touched you on today, and hopefully you'll apply some of these key points into your life, and that you'll have a way of to experiencing greater mental as well as health and well-being inside of your lifestyle as well. And so with that being said, my name is Natasha Allen, here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. You can follow me over on Facebook at Nurture by Natasha, as well as on Instagram at Nurture by Natasha as well. Be blessed, and hopefully this has helped and blessed you in a special way. Take care, everyone.
Something long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles happening for you. If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.